This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. A couple of significant news developments transformed what was supposed to be a broad discussion of energy policy today. The Texas House approved the so-called Denton fracking bill last week, and a few days later, SMU seismologists said a spate of earthquakes northwest of Fort Worth were most likely caused by oil and gas drilling. An energy panel today zeroed in on the impact of hydraulic fracturing. Texas House Representative Drew Darby wrote House Bill 40 to eliminate the fracking ban that Denton voters passed last November.
I picked the number 40 because oil and gas represents 40% of the Texas economy.
Darby, a San Angelo Republican, chairs the House Energy Resource Committee. He said it's his responsibility to protect the livelihoods of Texans dependent on that 40%.
Where would energy in 5 years be if we had 1,100 different regulatory environments for the oil and gas industry? You can't have that. The industry has to have consistency, regulatory certainty in order to invest millions and billions of dollars.
When it came time for audience members to ask questions, Cindy Spoon of Denton spoke out.
What you say to the voters of Denton, especially people like me, young people who are really, really, really encouraged to vote, and then we did, and we got 60% of our voting population to say, yeah, this industry isn't complying. We're not banning fracking in all of Denton's territories, just within our city limits. And now y'all are telling me we can't do that.
Darby responded.
You cannot, by voter initiative, preempt state law or federal law. The state has preemption powers with regard to the regulation of drilling completion techniques. We need to establish once and for all the priority of the state of Texas to regulate anything below ground.
After the forum sponsored by the Texas Tribune and SMU, Spoon said it was like her vote didn't count.
HB 40 is a direct attack on our democracy.
Chairman Darby did express concern about the SMU study tying earthquakes to fracking activity. He said he'll call a committee meeting for May 4th to consider those findings. He'll also discuss funding a mobile seismic unit to measure earthquakes wherever they happen. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.